Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Stunning failure by the supermajority Democrats who control our legislature. The Democrats in the General Assembly have failed to pass a balanced budget. They have failed to pass reforms to protect our property taxpayers. They have failed to pass reforms on our pension system. They have failed to pass reforms to grow our economy and create more high-paying jobs. They have failed to pass reforms on our political system through term limits. Stunning failure again.
7:44, the Senate Republican leader is Christine Rodonio. Chris, good morning. Is it okay if I call you Chris? I never know what to say to you.
Oh, no, that's fine. Absolutely fine. I've been called worse.
I just want to be respectful while we try to get some answers here as much as that's possible. Listen, I just heard the governor's statement, and I heard it yesterday as well. I don't disagree with a word of it. It's a stunning failure, and I think the people of Illinois are finally waking up to how big a deal this is. Do you have that sense?
Yes, I do, and I hope they keep following it because it's really important to them.
The idea that Mike Madigan, with all of his power, and frankly, President Cullerton as well, couldn't come up with a temporary kick-the-can-down-the-road funding measure yesterday in the few hours before midnight is ridiculous. They threw a $7.5 billion over the number budget on the desks of all of you guys, and you said you got an hour and a half before we vote on it. So I don't know how Madigan looks in the mirror, because he looked at my face last night on TV and he lied to me.
Well, it is amazing that they are completely out of touch with reality and the fiscal situation of the state. I mean, not only did they put up a $7 billion out of balance budget, but they passed a school funding bill, at least in the Senate, that spends an extra $900 million with absolutely no mention of how that would be paid for. So, you know, and they admitted point blank, they can't do a single thing until after the election. So the Democrats in this state have said, we're just going to roll over and let the state continue to go into debt until we get past the election, because we can't do anything to make the constituencies that put us in office, mainly the public employee unions and the trial lawyers, unhappy.
Okay, what happens now? Now they're saying, okay, we don't have a budget, but we're going to do this temporary budget to keep us going through the end of the year.
Basically, well, we don't have that agreement.
Well, it's got to be some sort of a Band-Aid. We have to have spending. What? How do we get that?
We have to have something. You're right. Now, the one glimmer of hope last night was the fact that the Senate Democrats stood up to Mike Madigan, and they voted down in pretty stunning fashion his $7 billion out-of-balance budget. So I guess that's a good sign that maybe we're breaking the log jam at the top there. But you're right. If we don't get some kind of spending plan in place, the universities will close. We cannot feed prisoners or operate prisons. And very importantly, schools cannot open in the fall.
This is the absolute minimal standard that we hold you guys to, that you go to Springfield and you pass a budget and you get to work. And this is the right. Number one thing on the table that we're talking about. And the last, I think I'm right about this. The last number I heard is $13 million is being thrown away every single day just in interest. And it may be higher than that.
So come November, when the Democrats are finally ready to get real about something, the bill that we have to pay off is going to be $13 million higher every single day this is put off.
And
it's just a stunning lack of responsibility.
And to admit publicly or quietly, where it's agreed upon by everybody in Springfield, even has a remote sense of what the truth is, that this is all about staying in power and staying in elected office, they don't care. Because
they don't care.
They don't care. They don't care that social services are being shut down in record numbers. They don't care that special needs kids are not getting services. They don't care that we can't pay for roads and bridges, including bridges that, you know, may collapse at some point. Because if you think the state doesn't have any responsibility in that, you're out of your mind. And they don't care that universities are going to close and the parents don't know how they're going to send their kids to school or where their kids are going to be able to go to school. They don't care.
But they will be back in office. Because it's all about politics. It is so wrong on so many levels, and the good news is I think people are waking up to it a little bit, because the key to changing this lies in the ballot box.
Yeah,
I mean, those folks that enable the Democrats year after year, and, you know, they come back to their districts and they say, well, we're so fiscally responsible, but then they go down and support this kind of circus. It's wrong.
Chris, we've known you many years, and when you meet behind closed doors, when the four legislative leaders or top Republicans and top Democrats meet with Mike Madigan, what is his reaction to all of this? I'm just curious.
You're assuming that they meet with Mike Madigan.
Well, yeah, at some point.
Well, we do.
You guys have to speak and talk and say, hey, let's try and compromise.
Are you ever granted a one-on-one?
Human to human.
Yeah, he doesn't say anything. That's the interesting thing. He's got a curious little smile, raises one eyebrow, says as little as possible, and then goes out and spins the message the way he wants. But he participates very little in the conversation.
That is, of course, the same guy who won't talk to the media unless it's in some sort of group setting, a group press conference. He'll only answer the questions he wants to answer. He literally ran away from Chuck Gowdy as opposed to answering questions a couple of years ago. He has a blanket offer on. This is the number one talk show in the city. And I'm telling you right now, same thing I said last hour, I'll cancel any guest on no notice the minute he's ready to come on here and answer any questions. Because, Chris, the idea that you put up a $7.5 billion budget, $7.5 billion out of whack budget, and you don't have to answer to the voting public is why that even makes sense. I'm not sure there's not something wrong with the guy.
Well, the voters keep putting him back in office, and then his caucus, the rank-and-file Democrats, continue to elect him leader.
Well, you seem to be saying that that you have at least a sense that there may be a break in that in some ways, because just out of basic self-preservation, maybe the Democrats are realizing this is not the guy we can be behind anymore.
Exactly. And I think you saw that last night when the Senate voted down the budget that he proposed. That, however, doesn't get us past the problem that we talked about earlier, and that is we still need to pass a minimal spending plan and a standalone school bill so that people know what will happen in the fall.
So will you stay in session now? What happens now, right, today, this week, next week?
I suspect that we will be in at a minimum next week. We will regroup. The leaders will regroup to begin to talk about that stopgap budget. And again, it's so unfortunate because we won't be talking about any of the reforms that got Illinois in the bad place we're in. We'll just be kicking the can down the road. But we have to do the minimum of keeping the state running and opening schools. So we will talk about that next week.
Is it any wonder businesses are leaving this state? Is there any wonder that people are leaving the state? Families are moving out. Businesses are moving out. The house is on fire. And Mike Madigan's got a bucket of water, and he won't throw it on the fire.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just incredible to watch.
It's just outrageous. And, we appreciate the access. Thank you for coming on and talking about it and answering the questions. And we'll continue to try to figure out some answer before we bring the burning clubs to Springfield.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Oh, you shouldn't tell her how much we raised.
She thought we were kidding.
Yeah, no.
The busload of people with the burning clubs. Let me tell you something, Springfield. You better have the moat ready.